This is part true. And you won't find very many people who are Afro-American who will admit it. But if it is true, why? It is true that there is a sluggishness, intellectual sluggishness, academic sluggishness, in almost any Negro community. But this exists only because of the result that has come upon us through years and years of slavery and being held down in this society. And this is why I made reference to the book Crisis in Black and White. This particular man gives a very good scientific analysis as to why this lethargy exists in the Negro community. It is something that has been created by the system. The system is designed to make the Negro student lose his interest in education almost before he even gets started in school. And the parents, usually, who are also limited where education is concerned and who have run into so many barriers and obstacles despite the fact they had education, sometimes they ask themselves, what's the use? So as long as the system that we are in exists, and this system, the survival of this system depends upon the continued exploitation of the black man in this country. The survival of it depends upon the continued degrading of the black man in this country and the necessity of using us as the whipping boy and the alibi and the excuse. As long as this system exists, then you will find that our people will have the same attitude toward education. And they have a justified, I should say, they have an attitude that can be explained. But at the same time, the burden rests upon the leaders of the Afro-American community to try and instill within the youth especially the desire to further their education, because without it, you're not going anywhere on this earth today.